Today's audiocast for Friday, September 22nd, 2006 is sponsored by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News. When Comair Flight 5191 went down in Lexington, perhaps the most horrifying aspect of the crash was that at least some of those who died survived the crash, only to burn to death in what crash investigators call the post-crash fire. There is a simple technology that might help reduce the threat of fire to airliner crash victims, and the Air Force has been using it in many of its aircraft for 30 years. It's called safety foam, and it's quite literally a foam product, not unlike the cushion material in your couch and bed that fills up the space in a fuel tank and greatly reduces the chance of a fire spreading. Of course, military aircraft fly under different circumstances and with different hazards than civilian airliners, but Foamex Technical Products, which makes the military fuel tank foam, is being funded by the FAA to try and develop a similar product that will be more attractive to commercial aviation. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with John Galbraith and Dr. Chu Chan of Foamex Technical Products.
Can you describe what Foamex Safety Foam is?
Sure, Russ. Safety foam is what we refer to as a reticulated polyurethane foam. It's actually somewhat similar to polyurethane foams that people would commonly encounter in their furniture or bedding. But it's a reticulated foam, and reticulated means that all of the cell windows of the foam have been removed by a special process, and that allows air and fluids to very easily flow through the foam. In fact, the foam is actually 97% air. That allows it to be installed in the void space in fuel tanks, where it actually acts as a three-dimensional fire screen, helping to prevent the propagation of a spark or ignition source.
As you're aware, the issue of fuel tank fires, fuel tank explosions, that sort of thing has been very prominent in aviation circles for some time. And I gather the military sort of beat the civilian market to the punch on safety foam, and it's quite common in military aircraft.
That's correct, Russ. The early generations of this product were developed more than 30 years ago, specifically for use by the U.S. military. Back in the late 60s and early 70s, the military was finding that their combat aircraft were flying missions that required them to generally fly lower and slower, making them vulnerable to enemy ground fire. And in a case where a bullet, an incendiary or an explosive bullet, penetrated the fuel tank, it could cause an ignition of the fuel vapors in that tank and a catastrophic explosion. So the military was seeking solutions to this problem, and that led to the development of the safety foam product, again, about 30 years ago. So the installation of safety foam in the fuel tanks of these military aircraft actually helped to mitigate propagation of a spark or an ignition caused by that ballistic, and would mitigate the occurrence of a catastrophic explosion, thereby protecting the aircraft.
Just to be clear, we're talking about foam like you have on your mattress at home, actually filling the entire fuel tank. It's not like a layer of liquid on top of the fuel that activates somehow if there's a problem. This is a fuel tank that is full of foam.
That's correct. It is a somewhat similar material to what you would find in the couch in your home. But again, because it's a reticulated foam, all the cell windows have been removed. Both fuel and air can flow through it very readily. It's very lightweight, and it's about 97% air. So it takes up very little actual fuel volume in the tank, but it completely fills both the liquid and the vapor space in the tank.
Okay, well, we've had a terrible reminder of the consequences of a post-crash fire in the Comair incident a few weeks ago, and there was another one, I believe, in Iran, where a Russian airliner went off the runway and caught fire, and most of the people in that incident would have survived if the plane hadn't burnt. Can Foamex actually help in these circumstances? I understand there's a study underway.
That's correct, and the FAA has actually estimated that a large number of fatalities in otherwise survivable aircraft crashes are the result of post-crash fuel fires. And FOMEX is working with the FAA currently and has been for about the last 2 years to do research into mitigating the effects of post-crash fuel fires.
Maybe Dr. Chan, you can tell us a little bit about that research and what it's looking at and how this material might be adapted for civilian use.
Basically, we have received two government grants to work with FAA to develop this low density safety foam. Some of the hesitance in the commercial aviation industry to adopt our safety foam has been that because the foam is required to fill the whole fuel tank, it subtracts off the payload that the commercial jetliners normally would have. Despite the proven record of safety foam in military aircraft, the adoption of this safety foam technology in commercial jetliners has been slow. So what we have been working on is that we want to develop a low-density safety foam that would reduce the payload penalty. And what we have seen in our study has been that because the foam is filling up the fuel tank with minimum impedance to the fuel flow to the engine, but in the event of a rupture in the fuel tank, that foam actually adds to the back pressure. It's acting like a plug. As you can imagine, normally in the bathroom, when you are trying to drain the water, if there's a little bit of a plug at the bottom of the bathtub, it will take longer to drain the water. In this case, the safety foam acts similarly, adding to the back pressure and slowing down the flow of the fuel, leaking out the fuel tank, basically slow down the possibility of the fire. It gives fuel or the passengers and also the crew members an extra few seconds, you know, give them a better chance of survival.
Perhaps airlines are a little more cost-conscious than the military. Just wondering if you can estimate how much, say, a Boeing 737 would cost to outfit with the foam. Is it expensive stuff?
Well, Russ, you know, it's all relative. We've done some estimates as to what the cost would be, and actually the initial cost to install a safety foam-type product would be relatively small. For, a 737 type aircraft, we estimate that the initial installation cost would be somewhere in the area of $20,000 to $40,000.
In terms of airliner costs, that sounds almost trivial.
Well, the foam has a finite lifetime and needs to be replaced from time to time. It's basically a passive system. It does not have any moving parts to speak of. There's no switches to turn on and off. So it's a pretty simple system. The foam does add some weight to the aircraft, and that's one of the subjects of our current research is to reduce that weight addition. And weight is an issue in the airline industry, and there's some costs associated with that.
How much does it weigh?
Well, again, if we go back to the example of the 737, our estimates indicate that the addition of the safety foam to the fuel tanks would add approximately 1,100 pounds to the weight of the aircraft. The current generation, not the future generations that are the subject of this FAA-sponsored research.
John Galbraith and Dr. Chu Chan of FOMEX Technical Products. Also making news this week was the last chapter of the Migs Field saga. More clout for the NTSB and a successful test of synthetic jet fuel by the Air Force. For all this and more, log on to www.avweb.com. To comment on today's podcast, you can drop us an email to audionews@avweb.com. And today's audiocast was sponsored by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Monday, September 25th. I'm Mike Blakeney, and thanks for downloading AvWeb's Audio News.